This call is being recorded.
Hello, this is Hannah speaking in a recorded line. What can we help you with today?
Hello, this is Wadi calling back.
Oh, yes. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, that's great to hear. Did you have some time now so we can go over the intake and getting you signed up for the Depo Provera case?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. I'll just go over everything.
Yes, you know, I just had a lot of appointments and phone calls, you know, today because the weather and it's just a lot.
Yeah, no, I completely understand, and I know that, you know, this can be a lot, especially because we are going to be asking for the information regarding your meningioma, so we can just take
yes.
it step by step, but usually this process just takes about 10 minutes for us to just get through everything, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And I did want to confirm that you did want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you didn't have someone already sign you up, like you didn't sign documents or seek legal
no.
representation from any other law firm? Okay, got it. Okay,
no.
And again, you are a resident of the U.S.?
Say that again?
You are a resident of the U.S.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least one full year, having at least 4 separate injections. Is that right?
Yes, 2.5 years, 6 months, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay, got it. And it was meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Of the brain, thank you so much. And again, I'm so sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with that. From our first phone call, you had mentioned that the date of diagnosis, that would have been November 21st of 2014. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and again, I have your date of birth here as April 26th of 1989. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And you're not aware of anyone else that had used Depo Provera and was affected, right? Just yourself?
Right, no, myself.
Okay, got it. Okay, and okay, so this is where we had left off. In terms of the brand name that you were using, it was the name brand Depo Provera that you were using, right? Not sub-Q or generic. It was the actual Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right. And in terms of the usage, I know you said that you had used it for about 2.5 years. Do you remember when it was that you had started using it? If not the year, do you remember how old you were?
I started using it at 25 years at diagnosis.
25 years?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
When I was diagnosed. When I started using it, it was March. When I started using the Depo Provera, it started back in March 2010.
2010. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put March 1st of 2010 just as a rough estimate. And 2.5 years, would that be maybe around like August of 2012? Does that sound about right?
When I stopped using it?
Mm-hmm. When would you say that?
September 2012.
Okay, 2012. Okay, got it. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put March 1st of 2010 as a rough start date and a rough end date as September 1st of 2012. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Perfect. And I'm going to go ahead and start preparing the HIPAA consent forms here. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I please have the full spelling of your first and last name?
Rihanna, R-E-A-O-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
My last name is Wadi, W-A-D-D-Y.
Okay, perfect. And do you also have a middle name or middle initial that you go by, or just first and last?
Jaquetta. It's going to be J-A-C-Q-U-E-T-T-A.
A beautiful middle name. I'm going to have that, I'll say that back to you as J-A-C-Q-U-E-P-T-A. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. And may I have your social? If you don't feel comfortable giving the full, I can just take the last four.
Okay, it's going to be 2007. And the Depo-Provera, it was the Pfizer that I used.
Yes, perfect. That would be the name brand one, the Pfizer brand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. And for the last four, you said that was 2007. Is that right?
What, when I started?
When 2007, the last four of your social?
Yes, 2007. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. Okay, and I already have an email here for you, which is your last name, then first name, 27@gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And this is the best phone number for you, the number that we're speaking on now, or is there a better number?
It's just the number we're speaking on now.
Okay, perfect. And what's the best address for you?
Okay, so I have a my address is on my ID. It's going to be 967 St. Agnes Lane, 1 Oak, Maryland, 21207. But I also have a mailing address that my mail comes to.
That's okay. So we actually don't send physical mail over. This is just for us to have your physical address, just so we have something on file. But typically, all communication and correspondence is through email, or they contact you directly. So I do apologize. I have, was it 967 St. Angus Lane that you said? What was it after St.?
St. Agnes.
Agnes, okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And that was 21207, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is there a unit number, apartment number, or is it a house?
This is a house.
Got it. So I'll read that back to you. I have 967 St. Agnes Lane, Baltimore, Maryland, 21207. Is that right?
Yes, it's going to be S-A-I-N-T, Agnes, A-G-N-E-S, Lane, One Oak, Maryland. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Just wanted to make sure. And when you had taken the Depo-Provera, do you remember it being done by the doctor themselves or medical staff, or did you administer the shots yourself? Do you remember?
It was the doctor.
The doctor? Okay. And how many times would you say that you were injected in total? I know you said about 2.5 years. 10? Okay. Got it. And do you happen to remember the doctor that had prescribed you the Depo-Provera? Their name?
Dr. Catherine. Her name is Catherine Borland.
Would you be able to spell out the last name? Is that
B-O-L-I-N-G?
Okay. Got it. And did you see her in Branson?
And who?
Which city did you see her in?
Mercy Medical Center.
Mercy Medical Center. Okay, thank you. Okay, found her. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was at Mercy Medical Center, so let me go ahead and... And that would be the one on St. Paul Place in Baltimore, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, let me go ahead and put this information in. Okay, and Dr. Catherine was also the same doctor that had prescribed you the Depo-Provera, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So she both administered and prescribed you the shots. Okay.
No, she prescribed me the shot, but mm-hmm. who did my surgery is another doctor.
Okay, gotcha. And for the actual pharmacy itself, did you use a separate pharmacy to ever pick up the shots yourself, or was it always done by Dr. Catherine at Mercy?
It was always done, at her.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. Let me go ahead and put that in. Okay, so now I'll go ahead and go into, you know, the next portion, which is of the meningioma. So who was the doctor that had diagnosed you with the meningioma after you were taking the Depo shots? Do you remember that doctor?
Yes, Dr. Howard Eisenberg. It's E-I-S-N-E-B-E-R-G. I'm gonna have trouble pronouncing the words.
That's okay. No, that's okay. That's okay. Let me try to see if I can find them. Okay. And did you see him at the University of Maryland hospital, or
Yes.
which hospital? Okay, that's where you saw him. Okay, so I found him. Thank you for that. And let me go ahead and put the university hospital name. Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put in all of this information here. And I know he was the one that had diagnosed you. Did he also treat you, as in perform the surgery for you, or is that a different
Yes,
doctor as well?
he's my
Okay.
neurosurgeon. Yes.
Neurosurgeon? Okay, got it. Okay, got it. Okay, and prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
Say it again.
Were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
No, just a brain tumor.
Gotcha, I see. Okay, thank you for answering that. And when they had diagnosed you with the meningioma, the brain tumor, do you recall how they had diagnosed you? Was it CT scan, MRI, both?
I did an MRI and a biopsy.
And a biopsy. Okay, got it. Thank you. And after you were diagnosed with the meningioma, what type of treatment did you receive? Did Dr. Howard, have you, you said that there was surgery, correct?
Yes, chemotherapy and radiation therapy.
Okay. Chemotherapy and radiation. Okay, and that's the same doctor. So I'll go ahead and put in his information here again. And this was all done at the University of Maryland Medical Center, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well.
Okay, and during the time of surgery and chemotherapy and radiation, of course, that means that you were hospitalized for this, is that correct? Do you remember the time frame of which you were hospitalized? Do you remember how long you were there for?
5 days. I was in
5 days.
5 days. 5 days in the hospital and 9 days, 9 months. I said 9 months outpatient. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry to hear that. 9 months outpatient. Okay.
That's crazy, right?
I know, it is crazy. Yeah. So, and we definitely hope that we are able to get you the justice and compensation that you deserve for this. Now, I know that you were diagnosed at November of 2014. Would you say that your 5 days that you had spent in the hospital was within November of 2014, or maybe it was December? Do you remember when exactly it
At the
was that you were
hospital, when I
hospitalized?
was, oh, when
When you
I
had the
was
surgery?
hospitalized.
Mm-hmm.
When I was hospitalized, the treatment was, okay, so I was diagnosed on November 21st, but then day of treatment was November 26th, 2014.
Okay. 26. Okay, got it. Okay, thank you for that. And I did just want to confirm. Okay, so the date of that. Okay, 21st. Okay, got it. So everything is all good here. Okay, and at the University of Maryland Medical Center, they are going to have the medical records that do show the diagnosis and your records. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Would you also happen to have a copy of the records, or the hospital will have it all?
No, I can not at the moment, but I can get them from the doctor's office or the hospital.
No, that's okay. We'll actually be able to pull them for you. We just wanted to see if you already had one on record, but that's completely fine. Okay.
Okay.
And last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact. We're not able to share any information about your case to them, of course, since it is confidential, but we just do like having a second phone number on here just in case this one for some reason gets disconnected.
Okay, so you a second phone number in case this one gets disconnected.
Yes, it could be anyone's number.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay, take your time.
One
It could be
moment.
anyone. Yeah, it could be anyone. Does it have to be family? It could be a friend, a neighbor, anyone you like.
Okay, 1 second. I'm going to give you the number now. You can get call 443-304-8463.
Okay.
8400.
Perfect. And whose number is that?
This is Terrell's number.
Okay. Okay. And who were they to you? A friend, family member?
My husband.
Husband. Okay, got it. And could I have the spelling of his first name? I just want to make sure I have it right. Hello? 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 Rana? Hello?